Okay, so we've spoken about what the network's enabled you to do at the festival.
Sure.
And we've also touched on the idea that prototyping enabled you guys to win around local support to maybe have some permanent infrastructure. But that's focused on the Lyme Regis of the town. I mean, do you have plans bigger than the Lyme Regis?
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely, definitely. This equipment that we've used to install a temporary Wi-Fi network is ours. We pay for it. It's ours. We're keeping it. It's going to be in the back shed. If we wanted to go off to Cambridge and say, well, you've got your Strawberry Fair Folk Festival, how would you like free Wi-Fi in it and set up? We could hire our equipment out, provided we've got the technical expertise that Spain is willing to teach us to install it. We could have a mobile Wi-Fi network.
So really,
and it's not just that as well. Once we've got a permanent backbone using this specialised equipment from Spain, we could take this to other towns. It's a really simple, cost-effective way of making your town a Wi-Fi hotspot.
In theory, we started this journey together as community knowledge transfer,
sure.
Looking how maybe we could develop apps and websites as a digital asset.
Yeah.
But in theory, as well as those, which they're great and they're working, you could end up with another kind of digital asset, which is the infrastructure and equipment,
sure.
and it could become something that could make the trust money, do you think?
Absolutely. I mean, ideally, you've got all of these fantastic digital assets, and then you've also got a system to provide it. So, I mean, we've got the delivery vehicle and the packages.
Brilliant.
So, we're a total package.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.